Do I have your attention? Early in the morning, two Marys were headed to Jesus' tomb. They may have been thinking about Jesus. They may have been thinking about the disciples. They may have been daydreaming as they walked. In some of the accounts of the morning of Jesus' resurrection from the Gospels, there are more women coming to the tomb. In John's Gospel, it's only Mary Magdalene, just her. In today's reading, it's Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. She was probably the wife of Cleopas, and he's one of the two who were walking along the road to Emmaus. In a few weeks, we read that Bible reading, when those two walking along the road to Emmaus met and didn't recognize right away that they were walking with Jesus. If you don't remember that, a couple weeks from now. The other person walking with Cleopas isn't named in that part there. It was probably Mary, because when you don't name someone, usually it's a woman in the Bible. So it was probably Mary and Cleopas walking along the way. There's a question, why do the Gospels have different people at the tomb on the morning of Jesus' resurrection? Because in all four Gospels, it's a little bit different. Do you know? I think it's because, when folks tell the story, some things get more emphasized than others. We get the benefit of seeing the resurrection from the perspective of at least four different people, four Gospels, and then a few other places in the New Testament. But the folks who were hearing the story from this morning's Gospel just got that one. The people who are hearing from Matthew's Gospel just got that one. And it emphasized that early in the morning, two Marys were headed to Jesus' tomb. They may have been thinking about Jesus. They may have been thinking about the disciples. They may have been daydreaming. And something got their attention really, really quickly. What was it? Well, the stone was rolled away, and we know that from all the gospel accounts, but there's something that happens in Matthew that isn't in any of the others, and we don't often talk about that. It says, there was an earthquake. Boom! An angel came down like lightning. The angel moved the stone that covered the tomb. The angel sat on the stone like it was, you know, some kind of stool, just sort of like sitting there like, hey. The guards were scared out of their mind at what they just saw. It says they became like dead men. They fainted. And the angel sought to calm the whole situation down by telling the women that Jesus had been raised from the dead. Again, this morning's gospel, it's different than the readings in the other gospels. This one really emphasizes the dramatic nature of the resurrection. It's suddenly an earthquake, like lightning, scared. And the news that we all know well, that Jesus is alive. It's powerful. It's dramatic. It's not necessarily super emotional, but it is powerful and dramatic. There's something else. In all of the accounts of the resurrection, it didn't happen while anyone was around. The resurrection happened, but all of it, even this lightning, you know, lightning, not an exact lightning strike, but like lightning, and the earthquake, all of that happened after the resurrection. The resurrection has already occurred when anyone gets to the tomb. So, after, suddenly, earthquake, like lightning, and scared, when they have learned he is risen, not he is rising, the women left the tomb. They've experienced all this. They've talked to the angel. It says that they left with fear and great joy. They may have been thinking about Jesus as they left. They may have been thinking about the disciples. I don't think for a minute that they were daydreaming. I think they were trying to sort through everything that they had just experienced so quickly. And then Jesus showed up. I love this part. Just in case suddenly an earthquake like lightning and scare did not get their attention, Jesus shows up. Jesus just popped in there. And they knew him right away. It says they took hold of his feet and worshipped him. We don't often look at that part of the reading either. They took hold of his feet. That's not something you do too often with a person. Even if you're really happy to see them, you don't often grab their feet. And it doesn't say that Jesus said, "Don't touch my feet." It's just a visual description. And maybe they were taking hold of his feet to see if he was real or not. Because if someone was dead and then they're alive, maybe you're wondering, is this guy real? And the feet were the first thing because they just sort of like fell on their faces like, we don't know what to do. So they grab his feet. And maybe that's what we're supposed to understand from it, that Jesus truly is risen. Because in so many other gospels, Jesus like appears when he wasn't there before. And people wonder, is this something that's like a spiritual presence that's not a physical presence? And I think that the people of the Bible asked that question over and over again because the Gospels have different ways of looking at it. Later on, when the disciples were in a closed room, it says that Jesus was suddenly there, but no one else could get in. Well, there has to be some kind of supernatural thing going on there for them to experience that. But this one, they fell at his feet. Well, it doesn't say that they fell at his feet, but you have to assume that. But they grabbed his feet. He was really there. But then Jesus, being polite, or whatever it was, he didn't say, "Let go of my feet." And there's other gospels where he says, "Don't hold on to me now." But he said, "Go and tell the good news. Share this news." So they let go of Jesus' feet and they went to share the good news. And it says they went to share it with fear and great joy. And great joy we can get. I mean, you have joyful days and you feel awesome. But fear, often in the Bible, when it's fear, it's this sense of awe, you know, fear before the presence of God. In this case here, it could be that, but it's much more likely that it's fear. Like, it's scared, it's shaking, it's an adrenaline rush, and you don't know what to do with it. Fear and great joy, those two emotions mixed as Mary and Mary went from the tomb to share the good news. This morning we are celebrating. We're experiencing different emotions. Our emotions may be as varied as suddenly and earthquake and like lightning and scared and calm and assurance and grateful and confused and joyful. And we are all called, like the two Marys were, to share the news with fear and with great joy. Jesus is risen. Amen.